This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. I am Dan Muir in for Scott Watley today, and if you don't know me, I am the co-host of Rush to Reason. You can catch me along with John Rush every weekday afternoon right here on KLZ 560 at 3 p.m., and we're on till 7. And we talk about culture, politics, and whatever the heck is on our mind. So please join us today at 3. But right now, this is a special presentation of Haystack Help Radio. It's Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, or AIM, and Mr. Kurt Rogers. Kurt, how you doing, man?
Well, Happy New Year to you, Dan.
Happy New Year. That's right.
It is a brand new one. We get whatever it was, we get to erase last year and start all over if you don't like it.
Oh, fantastic. I'm getting out the big eraser right now and scrubbing it all off. It's all gone. Last year's now history.
All those things we wish we wouldn't have done. Okay, now we get to try to make them better the next time.
Exactly. You're exactly right. So did you make any resolutions for the new year?
You know, I quit doing that because I couldn't hold up to them, so I just quit doing it.
You know,
there's things I want to change, but I start changing them in December, and by the time January comes along, I've either got them in place or not, so it don't really matter.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm exactly the same way.
When you get to a certain point, you're like, okay, I'm about done. There's nothing, you know, I can't fix anything else that's broken me, so we'll just leave it alone.
Yeah.
At least that's what my wife says.
Yeah, and if you're anything like
you're laughing at me.
Cassie's over there laughing. And Cassie is doing Facebook Live, and you can join us on Facebook Live. Cassie, what's the address for Facebook Live?
The address for Haystack, or for
Haystack Help. Well, go on Facebook and look at it.
Yeah, Facebook Live. You can go to Facebook.com/HaystackHelp.
Hey, there you go.
Yep.
I watch you guys all the time. I'm sitting there, and I put you on my little computer, and I just kind of watch you go.
Really? Then you look and you go, oh, my gosh.
Both definitely here faces, and with John Rush.
Definitely faces for radio, right? Yes, well, except for Scott Wiley. He's got, like, the perfect hair. Scott is, like, the guy that's set up for TV.
Well, I think he uses starch. I've never said that to him, but I think he just kind of sprays it. Once it's there, he sprays it.
Because it can't be real. I mean, he's got to do something to it. It just can't naturally be like that.
Well, I think it can. You just kind of freeze it in position. You know, and somebody was asking me the other day, we were talking about hair products, and I said, well, when I was younger, and they really thought I was making this up, but we used Crisco because we didn't have those hair things. So when we were younger in the 60s, we just grabbed Crisco and put it in our hair, and it slicked it back. And
there you go.
It would stay there in a hurricane, so you were fine.
It stayed there all day.
All day long.
Not a problem. So hey, if you'd like to join the program, if you've got any questions with a new tax law coming up or you know, what do you want to do in 2018 with your mortgage, or if you're looking to maybe buy some rental property, Kurt can help you out. 303-477-5600 is the line here if you want to give us a call, or you can always text me at 307-282-22 and I can get the message on to Kurt. All right, Kurt, so I heard the government's raised the loan limits. First, what does that mean? And second, why? What's the deal with that?
Well, the loan limit is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac come out every year in the latter part of November, first part of December, and they raise what they call the conforming loan limits. Conforming loan limits are what 80% of the loans are or lower. So for 2017, the standard conforming loan limits for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were 424. They have now raised those to 453.
Okay, so it went from 424,000 to 453,000.
Right, so it went up about $29,000, which what that says is that the homes are appreciating at about $30,000, which if you think about that, that's about 15%.
So in the Denver metro, what's your best guess on average home price?
That's a great question because I actually found that this morning.
Oh, did you?
It's $381,895. So okay. If it's going to appreciate under the normal number. And the actual appreciation for homes in Colorado last year was 7.9%. Now, previously to that, it was in double digits. So it's kind of settled a little bit, but it's 7.9%.
But still, that's one heck of an increase.
Well, let's say if you take 7% of 381, you're making probably close to $25,000 every year on your house.
Home. Yeah, that's amazing.
So, you know, some of that's good, some of that's bad, because eventually you got capital gains or other issues to come into play with it.
Now, that's only if you sell, correct?
Correct. Well, yes. As long as you've lived in a home two of the last 5 years, that's not an issue.
Okay.
So capital gains. Now, they were talking in the tax laws about raising that to living in it 5 of the last 7, but it's actually 2 of the last 5. So that's not changed.
Okay. So it stayed the same.
Now, they've also raised the loan limits on FHA loans. FHA loans go to 529.
Okay, so now, there may be somebody not familiar with an FHA loan. What's the difference between a conforming loan and an FHA loan?
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac normally require 20% down, and then you have no mortgage insurance. FHA is for those folks that don't have quite as much money down. It's more of a government-backed loan. It always comes with mortgage insurance. Whether you're doing a 50% loan to value or 96% loan to value, it's got mortgage insurance.
Okay.
The higher the loan to value, the longer the mortgage insurance stays on it. But the rates are traditionally quite a bit better than they are in conforming. But they go to 529, and they only require 3.5% down. So all of a sudden, that starts to change maybe what you might have been looking at. Most cases, folks that are looking at homes in the $400,000 to $500,000 range don't normally go to an FHA, but the advantage to this is it changes the VA loan limits. Now, because it's a government loan,
okay,
the VA loan limit under the standard rate is 529. What that now means is you can do 100% financing. If you're a veteran, you can buy a house for $529,000 and I'll put a dollar down.
Wow, that's
and get
great
the best
program.
Rates in the mortgage in the industry.
Best rates. So, even for a vet, do you have to have the best credit to qualify for something
no,
like that?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. I know that's surprising, but you really don't.
That is surprising. I would think there would be, even though you're a vet, I would think they would have.
Well, you can't have bankruptcies or foreclosures.
Okay.
But you can have a couple, little blemishes on your system. You could have a credit score of a 640, and you could get that if you qualify. If you make enough income, you will qualify for that loan with 100% down. So there's actually a great advantage for veterans in that. And depending on if there's any kind of disability you got out, you may have the upfront mortgage fee or you may not, but there is no mortgage insurance on a VA loan. And you're looking at rates still in the threes, mid
to
upper threes on a VA loan. So that's actually a very good loan. One of the other nice features about that is we're finding veterans and other people on investments that will buy a duplex. The duplex loan limit, if you're a veteran or FHA, is 677. So now start thinking about this. If you have if you decide to go out and look at a duplex and you decide you want to live in one side of it and rent the other side, veteran can get 100% loan on that. Rent out the other side, they can pick up probably close to 70 to 75% of what that payment is. And then the veteran has the
property. Wow, what a great way to get into rental business. If you wanted to start your own business, what a great way to do it.
And you can do that if you're doing conforming. The conforming loan limit on a duplex is $529,000. On a duplex, it's higher than that. It's $612,000. So you can actually get a duplex in a conforming loan limit and be able to live in one side and rent out the other side.
Now, as you know, we've talked. This is something I'm interested in doing. Yeah. So what kind of a credit score do you have to have to do that? How much money do you have to have down to be able to do the duplex conforming?
Okay. I want to back up just a little bit on why it's beneficial that the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA raise their loan limits.
Okay.
Because with the price of homes going up in Colorado, we're at 381.
Okay.
That's the average price. That means half sell for less, half sell for more.
Correct.
Well, the new conforming loan limit of 453 now allows you to buy that $500,000 house or that $470,000 house. And because it's conforming, you can go to 97% loan to value. And because of that, you may only have to put 1% to 2% down and get a loan with no mortgage insurance. So by them raising those limits, it actually allows you to buy that house you might have walked away with because before it could have been a jumbo loan. And those rates, and they don't go above 90%, so it requires more money down.
So a lot more cash.
And more payment. So the advantage now is that house that was maybe 475 or 500 is now not out of reach because you're going back to the lower rates, and you can get it with no mortgage insurance.
So it really did open up the market to more people, a broader span of the market to more people.
Yeah. Had they left it where it was, especially here in Colorado, there's other parts of the country, it doesn't matter, but had they left it where it was here, it actually would have started to slow the sales down of those homes because it would have eliminated the number of buyers. As rates go up, the payment goes up, and now all of a sudden you don't qualify. Now, because you get a lower rate, you're still going to be able to qualify to buy that home.
Right, because only so many people can qualify for a jumbo and have the cash.
Well, most people that are looking at a house over $600,000 understand what that payment is, and their income is going to pretty much justify
it. But if you were looking at a house, let's say, before this, at around 5, 4.75, 5.
5 to 5.5, it really changes everything about that house.
Yeah, it sure does.
Because now you're going to get much better rates, which is a lower payment, allows you to qualify. There are some people, and we'll talk about it later, that will, when they buy a house, in order to not have a jumbo, they will do a first and a second. These things change all of that, along with the tax laws. It really makes it much better because they've raised these limits and the rates are much better than a jumbo rate.
Well, it makes total sense to me. And once again, it opens up the market to more people to be able to buy that little bit bigger house. Or it also depends on what part of town you want to live in, because I'm sure there are certain areas of the metro area where the houses are more expensive. Like maybe one area, the same house is right around that 5, where in another part of town, that same house may be 450 or 440.
You bring up a good point. Those loan limits that I'm talking about are in certain counties in Colorado, and that's the majority of the Denver metro area. But there are some other counties, if you go up in the mountains, you go to Boulder, they go from 453 up to 629 as conforming because the homes are more expensive in that. They call them high balance. So now all of a sudden, you can get that much higher dollar home in an area that they are higher and still get much better rates. So it's actually benefited a lot. They did not want to slow down the housing market. And with everything that's been going on and home prices going up across the nation, they raised the loan limits.
Yeah, that could have really stifled the housing market here.
Could have slowed it down because rates, as we all know, they've probably leveled off and they're going to continue to go up. I don't think they'll go up a bunch, but they're going to continue to progress up.
So I did have somebody, I was out doing Ubering, and I had somebody in my car ask me or tell me that, yeah, man, I wish I would have got in because the rates went up. Did they go up?
Yes and no. and it's kind of a double-edged sword. Rates moving, when you hear that the Feds are going to raise the rates, people need to understand that when the Feds are raising the rate, they're raising what's called the Fed's fund rate. What the Fed's fund rate is the rate that the government will loan money to the banks at. Now, for 8 years, it was basically zero. It was 0.025. So the banks are borrowing this money. Well, they started raising that. That has nothing to do with mortgage rates, 30-year fixed or 20-year fixes. That their index comes completely outside of that. So when you hear that the rates are going up, every time the Fed's talked about raising the rates from where they were to where they are now, everybody thought the mortgage rates would go up. They didn't. Actually, the last time when they said they were going to go up to 4.25 to 4.5 on the Fed's fund rate, our rates went down because the money is coming from a different bucket.
Ah, okay. So when people are driving around, they listen to the news and say, well, interest rates just went up today, everybody all of a sudden automatically thinks, that their mortgage rate went up or it's going to go up or they're not going to be able to lock in for what they could have. But that's not necessarily true.
Not necessarily true. You have to watch it. Now, have they gone up over the last year from where they were? Yeah. They were in the mid-3s. Now they're just under 4, maybe a little bit above 4, depending on your credit score, your loan to value. With these loan limits, that changes a lot of that. So, yeah, they've moved up some. But when you start thinking of a 30-year fixed mortgage, let's say at 4%, you really got to consider that while you missed out over here, if you wait much longer, they're going to go to 5.
Yeah.
You're going to miss out a whole lot more.
Yeah.
So where they are now, especially with home values going up, they're still very low. And the difference between, I was talking to a guy today on a $300,000 loan, the difference between 4 and 4 1/8 is like $17, $18 a month. So
yeah.
it's
pretty minimal.
When you put it into perspective, it's pretty minimal.
Yeah. I just couldn't help but remember back when I thought, man, the rates are going to be 8%. What a great deal.
Yeah. My first one was well into the 9s.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that was
my date
just
how old
deal.
I am. But yeah, they were into the 9s.
I think my parents in the early 80s or something like that were looking at a double digit interest rate of some sort, like in the mid teens.
Well, if you
like
go
that.
Back to in the mid 80s, when interest rate was up at, you wanted to do a car loan, you were at 19, 20%. Mortgage loans were 12 to 15.
Yeah. Yeah. So I knew they were in the mid-teens somewhere. You know, because when you really look at it, when you stop and think about 3.5% or 3.75 or even 4, it's almost like free money. When you look historically.
And we're going to talk about that probably in the next segment or the one after that, about what's going to happen and what's going on and how to pay attention and really save some interest.
Okay, sounds real good. Okay, so this is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers on Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can give Kurt a call at his office, 720-895-0500. I'm Dan Mueller in for Scott Watley. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up, or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And because we know that your pet will have many different needs throughout its life, we offer complete pet care services every day, all at one location. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care, surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or toys, we are here for your pet 7 days a week. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we know that you want the very best for your pet, which is why you can count on us to provide top-notch care in everything we do. We are certified with the highest rankings by the American Animal Hospital Association and hold a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau. You and your pet can visit us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more about us by visiting our website at lonetreevet.com or just give us a call at 303-708-8050.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Get $3 off coupons at O'Reilly Auto Parts and wherever fishing and hunting licenses are sold. Go to sportsexpos.com for store locations and show information. Easy parking and shuttles from Park Avenue and Wazee near Coors Field. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Your life outdoors starts at the ISE.
Snow's coming, and at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, we have over 150 pre-owned trucks and SUVs on sale right now. We made a special purchase and will wholesale to the public. 4x4 starting at just $59.95, so come visit us. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Hey, and welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Mueller in for Scott Watley, and this special presentation of Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers with Affordable interest mortgage. And Kurt, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you, sir?
Then call me at 720-895-0500, or then go to our website at aimortgage.net.
AIMortgage.net. Okay, Kurt, I just want to go back over this one more time because, okay, I drive for Uber. And we get to I don't know what it is about mortgages. Everybody wants to talk to their Uber driver about mortgages. And I have
it's like talking to a bartender.
You're exactly
there's
right.
There's no difference.
And so, you know, they'll be talking and they'll say, you know, wow, interest rates went up, so now I won't be able to qualify for this house and stuff like that. So then the first thing I do is say, well, I'm no mortgage expert, but a friend of mine is. So I give them your name, your number, and all that. But there's this misconception out there, or maybe it's not, that whenever they hear the interest rates are going up on
TV, not necessarily
that
true.
Their mortgage is going up.
It's not necessarily true. When the feds talk about raising that, they're talking short-term money, which is going to become important because that's what's going to raise your credit cards, your car loans, and your home equity lines of credit or your home loans. Those will continue to move at a much higher clip than will mortgage rates. So it's not going
to
happen.
And so once again, so it's not necessarily tied to your mortgage rate, or if you're looking for a new mortgage, because it comes from a different pool of money?
Yeah, it comes more from the bond market and what the investors want to put their money into. So it's completely different, because if you're looking at short-term money, you want a higher rate of return because your risk is greater for the short term.
Correct.
So they raise that more than the long-term money. And we're going to kind of talk about that, what is compound interest versus simple interest, and how to maybe take care of some of that interest that you're paying that's too much. But it's still long-term money. So they know they're going to get that money for a period of time, so the margin doesn't have to be as big.
Gotcha. Okay, so thank you for clarifying that. And I'm sure once again somebody will have that ask me that question again. And so now I've got your card.
Wait a minute, I have an answer for you.
I got an answer for you. Okay, so Kurt, let's talk about this a little bit. You know, we talk about this a lot in Rush to Reason. What about the new tax bill? You know, I've heard that they've eliminated, you know, writing off interest on your home. And is that true? And is this new tax bill really going to affect the average consumer on their mortgages?
From all the research I've done and things that I've seen and watched different shows about it, it's going to affect them, but a lot of people think it will affect them in a negative way. It actually, the last statistic I had, 88% of the people that will file their tax return will now can go short form and save. The first thing that is beneficial to us is they changed the individual mandatory deduction of $12,500 to $24,000 for joint. Now, that means whatever you make, $24,000 of it, you get to take off the top before you hit a tax bracket.
Okay.
But what fits into that $24,000 is what has got a lot of people confused. Now, I'm not a CPA. I'm going to give you a disclosure. I'm not taking the liability. I'm going to tell you, contact your CPA. I've done that with mine.
Okay.
He's kind of given me
fair
a
enough.
Cheat sheet. So.
Okay, that's good.
The interest on your mortgage is no longer tax. It is a tax deduction if your interest exceeds $24,000.
Okay.
And now let's talk reality. Now, in that $24,000 that is part of your mandatory deduction up front, that includes charitable donations, health care, and the interest on your mortgage. If those three do not exceed 24, you will go short form, take the 24, and move on.
So I bet you a lot of people, they're going to be money ahead doing this anyway.
88% of the people, they said, will go short form. They'll have a bigger deduction, so they'll do themselves better. I read an article on MSN. They had three different people that, you know, were making anywhere from $40,000 to $75,000, and they all benefited from the new because they didn't exceed the $24,000.
Right, yeah. No, that makes total sense because what on a typical $350,000 house per year, what is your interest you're paying every year?
If you're at 7.5, let's say you're paying 3.75%, you're probably going to pay maybe $9,000 to $10,000 in interest.
Right. And then I'm sure we all drop off $10,000 worth of stuff at ARC or Goodwill.
Well,
for the rest of your deductions, right?
That you may take that or you give to the church. Now, they did say one of the downsides that I see to the tax bill is charitable deductions are no longer tax deductible. So what we give to our church is not. Now, if you give to your church or you give to an organization because you care about what's going on, i.e. that police officer died, and you give some money out to that, that's no longer tax deductible. But I still think people are going to do it because they're doing it for the right reason.
Right.
But they talked about there's about $3 billion worth of donations that aren't going to come in because some people give for that deduction. Now, if you want to make that exceed $24,000, go ahead and continue to give. You get to write it off.
Yeah, so let's say you are somebody that gives $20,000 a year to their church, and then you plus your
$10,000 in interest.
Yeah, so now
you're good to go. You can go the long form. For the majority of people, that's not going to happen. Now, it used to be that if you had a home equity line of credit, the interest on $100,000 and above, you could not write off. They have now totally eliminated writing off any interest, even if it's over $24,000, on a home equity line of credit or second mortgage. So start thinking about if you have a second home and a primary home, when you combine those two interests, you now can't have it. You could have added it before, and it could have exceeded the 12.5. Now it may exceed the 24, but you have lost that second home interest or any interest on a home equity line of credit. So that starts to change a few things there when you're in that tax bracket. The other thing they've done is if you had a mortgage loan for $1 million or above, you could not write off the interest. They have lowered that to 750. They were trying to lower it to 500, but they lowered it to 750. 500 is too close to the conforming loan limit, and that wouldn't have worked.
Okay, gotcha.
So it made sense why they went to 750. Those deductions are gone. So that's some of the things that happened in this tax bill. I don't know if they're good or bad, but for the majority of the people, what I think people need to start looking at, say, well, okay, now if I can't deduct it, do I not care about what I pay? And I'm getting that from different conversations I have with neighbors. Well, if I can't deduct it, who cares? Well, you care.
Well, yeah, you care about the cause, or you care about whatever it is you're
We're
going to
get
for.
Into that in our segments as we go along. How can I still get not pay that extra 25 cents on the dollar, that 25% of my interest? How can I not pay it even though I'm not deducting it? If I can't deduct it, how about I just try to save it? And there are some ways to do that to where you burn the candle at both ends. You went over here with the $24,000, and you're now not paying it on this end and owning your home faster. And there's some very simple ways to do that that we're going to get into. But that's some of the stuff that affects the tax laws.
Okay. So so I want to go back to the just real quick. I want to go back to the home line of credit. HELOC, is that what you call it? Home equity line of credit.
Home equity line of credit.
Okay, so now historically, I just want to be clear on this. Historically, could you or could you not deduct the interest from that?
Up to $100,000. If you had a home equity line of credit up to $100,000, you could write off the interest.
Okay, but now with the new tax law, that goes away.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Okay, so
again,
even...
are you going to actually have more than $24,000 worth of interest?
Okay, so you
then
can...
Then it hurts you. No,
so,
in most cases.
Okay.
In all cases, it didn't hurt you. What I think people need to understand about a HELOC, HELOCs have become quite popular. And I mentioned it in the first segment that there are some people that are buying homes, and so that they get the lowest rate up front and reach the old conforming loan limits, they would do a first for either 75 or 80% and then do a second for 10%. So they had a HELOC. Well, those rates were running anywhere from 3.5 to 4.5. They're not no more. Now, there's a difference between a HELOC and a HELOAN.
Okay.
Okay? And a lot of people get the two confused. A HELOC is a home equity line of credit, which means it is 99% of the time an interest-only payment. You can pay principal if you want, but the minimum payment is interest-only. It is for a fixed period of time, sometimes 5 years, but normally 10 to 15 years. It then either requires full payment or converts to a 10 or 15 year balance on the undue balance at the current rate. So that it will then go to a principal and interest on whatever you still owe.
Okay.
Okay. A lot of folks would get them either for the down payment or they'll get them to do home improvements. A HELOAN is a higher rate than a HELOC. It is a fixed rate. Seldom is it ever 30. It is normally 20, maybe 25. The bank's like 15, and it's fixed. The rate is considerably higher.
Okay.
Why? Because of the risk. Remember, we talked short-term money.
Right.
And it's in second position.
Right.
So the rates are going to be higher on a HELOAN than either a HELOC or a first position.
Okay. So what would you get out of, I understand the home equity line of credit. So what would you get out the HELOAN for, the same types of things?
You can get the HELOAN for the same thing, but some people don't like the rates going up.
Okay.
They're not comfortable with what can happen. I understand that. They're not for everybody. The majority of the people get a HELOC because they're anticipating they're either going to refinance home, say goodbye to it, they're going to sell the house, or they're going to pay it off quick.
Right. Okay. So here's my question. Here's the thought I had too, is that, okay, so I was talking to somebody and they were talking about how their house has been appreciating, you know, $30,000, $40,000 a year for the last few years. And I was thinking to myself, well, what if I wanted to take that equity and do something with it? Is the HELOC the only way, or are there other ways I can take equity out of my house?
Well, there's several other ways you can do that. And that's where we start looking at, with the new tax laws, how can I maximize the amount of money I save in interest and give myself something that I'm comfortable with? When you have a HELOC, with the rates, the short-term rates going up, you may have started at 3.5 or 4, but you're probably at 5 to 5.5. With the projected increases they're going to have next year, you're probably going to be at 6 to 6.5. They're going to go up.
Okay.
So that payment's going to increase. If you're not prepared for it, you may say, well, wait a minute, I got to panic now because I don't want to make that extra payment and understand I'm not paying any principal to it.
Right.
And it's going to continue to stay with me.
Right.
While my home is going up in value, that's something else to consider. So those things are going to start to change. There may be a benefit because of that to refinance. And there may be, let's say you purchased a home and you have a $60,000 or $80,000 second, and you have a $380,000 first. Okay. That would put you at about 460, which would have put you either in a higher rate or a jumbo loan prior.
Right.
Now, since you've done that, you may be able to drop your rate a half a point and put those two loans together and not have to worry about the rate going up because now you're fixed. In addition to that, you may be able to do it all for a whole lot less money and not extend the term. So let's say 3 years ago you did that to buy the house. The house now might be worth $600,000. You want to do one loan because of the new loan limit. You get conforming rates, do it for 27 years, and you still can drop your rate and drop your payment. Which means if you're not paying that interest and you can't deduct it, now let's not pay it. Like I said, there's another way to look at that. So you might want to sit down and say, okay, what's the best thing to do for my dollar? Even though I'm taking my fixed rate of, let's say, 3.75 and maybe going to 4, I'm taking this rate that's going to continue to go up and hurt me.
And getting rid of it.
And getting rid of it. Yeah. And giving me something that's stable, and I'm not extending my term, and I'm still lowering my payment.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Ooh, we're running late for a break. Okay, so you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. This is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers. And Kurt, once again, what's your phone number?
720-895-0500.
And Dan Muir for Scott Wiley. We'll be right back. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Okay, turn here. Well, watch it. During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol. From predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Haystack Help Radio. Damn, you're in for Scott Watley. It's Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers on Affordable Interest Mortgage. And, Kurt, the reason I keep asking for your phone number is I lost my screen.
720-895-0500. And our email is aimortgage.net.
So there you go. Get it right from the man himself. Okay, so we were talking about, home equity lines of credit. You got the HELOC, and then the other one I hadn't heard of before was the HELOAN. And and then I was asking you, over the break, okay, so let's say you have all this equity. You've only got the one mortgage, but you've been building all this equity, and now you look at this and you go, hey, I want to do something with this money. Is the home equity line of credit the only way you can get that money out, or are there other avenues, or what's the best way to do this?
You can get a home equity line of credit, credit unions, bank. There's several people that will offer it. You find something that you like. The rate or the payment on a home equity line of credit is going to be cheaper than a fixed rate because it's strictly interest only, but you can do that. But what we're starting to see, because home values, like we talked about, going up 8 to 11% over the last couple of years, you now have the equity. So when you start looking, let's say you purchased a home at 350 or 375 3 years ago. Well, that house now is probably worth $500,000.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you want to pull out 80, 85% for cash out to do some work. So yeah. You want to put about $60,000 to $80,000 in your pocket. Would a home equity line of credit, would it be worth to refinance it? With the new loan limits, you now have more money you can borrow at a better rate. So that's an advantage to take it out of your home now.
Okay, so that answers my question, because I was really curious, can you have a first mortgage
Yes. And
take cash out?
Yes. Some cases up to 85%. In most cases, it's at 80%. But again, if the home's appreciating and the loan limit's raised with it, you now can get more money for less.
So now, in a sense, you've got cash that you're only paying less, 4% or less.
Right.
On.
Now, you talked at the beginning, it's like free money.
Yeah,
so let's say your interest rate's 4.25%, hypothetically. And you're going to borrow, let's say, $80,000 in that. Again, you don't have to go back to a 30. That's what it used to be. All the lenders have determined that if you want to customize your term, nobody's got that market cornered. Every lender out there does the same thing. You can go to 26 or 28 or 22, do whatever you want.
So really, you can pick your own number.
You can pick your own number, and you're good to go. So you don't have to extend back when you're pulling out the cash. So you can take out the cash. Now, when you take out the cash, some of the ideas of what you can do with the money, most people will look at doing an upgrade in the kitchen. In most cases, one of the best things you can do for your home. So while let's say you spend $50,000 to upgrade your kitchen.
Okay.
The number is 60 to 120% of that money is going to raise the value of your home. You get 60 to 120% of every dollar you put in the kitchen back in value.
No kidding. So
you're not hurting yourself.
So let's say you did that. You went and put $50,000 into your kitchen. So now your house is appreciated by how much?
Another 60, not the house. The money you spent. If you spent $50,000, you could get anywhere back from $30,000 of it to all $50,000 in value. Your home value could move
That's
up.
That's what
that
I mean.
Much.
Your home value goes up.
Right. Look at a bathroom. This small room, kind of important. 80 to 130%. You spend $15,000 on a bathroom, you might get a $20,000 bump in the value of your home.
That's amazing.
Why? Because those rooms are important. Kitchen,
bathroom. Kitchen's huge. Yeah.
Those two things work really well. And then the other one that most people do is the basement. A basement's going to give you 50 to 80%. So, again, you spend $60,000, $70,000 on a basement, you're going to pull back $35,000 to $70,000 in value back on your house. So you're not hurting yourself.
Not at all.
Plus, you've now, with homes being harder to find, that house that you really like, many people are looking at the fact, well, I like my neighborhood. I would like to buy a new home. Just fix up the one you got and make it exactly the way you want. You're going to get the value back, and you don't have to get new neighbors. Now, there are some people who want to get new neighbors.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, maybe you want new neighbors, but then again, if your house is nice enough, just stay inside.
Yeah, my wife and I talked about it for years, and we didn't like the house. We loved the neighborhood. We were thinking about moving.
Yeah.
Finally came down and said, well, let's just spend some money fix the house because we got our neighbors.
Yeah.
It's easier to fix the house than fix a neighbor.
Oh, absolutely. You can move into a lousy neighborhood. Be like, oh, my gosh, it looks great on the outside, but these people are nuts.
That's not going to work.
So especially when especially if you've been in a neighborhood for, 10, 15, 20 years, and you don't want to leave necessarily.
No. Your kids have grown up. It's home. Sometimes it's too small. You have to move. You have to get a bigger house. But a lot of people right now are determining. So when you're borrowing money, $50,000 or $60,000, maybe in the rates of 4 to 4.25, you're actually saving a lot of money and you're not extending the term. Again, goes back, I'm not paying as much interest as I would if I went to a HELOC and watched that rate go up.
Right. And so now this is all tied into your first mortgage, right around 4% somewhere. And it's at the term you want. It's at the payment you want. Everything's locked in.
Correct. And you don't have to go to 30.
And that adds a lot of peace of mind.
Yeah, it does. Because it used to be, well, if I refinance, I'm adding 3-4 years back to my mortgage. Well, yeah, but you don't have to anymore. So you're not paying that interest.
Right. So if you look at it and you go, hey, you know what? I could rearrange this thing and have a 20-year loan or a 22-year loan. It's amazing all the flexibility that's out there now.
It's true. It's just much more beneficial. When you look at a mortgage, and I mentioned I was going to talk about this. One of the ways to save money is understand how your mortgage works. If you take a $350,000 loan and your interest rate's 3.75, that payment's $1,720. Of that payment, $627 is principal. $1,100 is interest.
Wow.
In the first 5 years, this is called compound interest. And the way it works is they will take that $627 off of the 350, have a balance of 349.4. They will re-amortize the loan for 29 years, 11 months at 3.75. So your principal payment of that 1720 goes from 627 to 629. So within the first 5 years, you're going to pay $65,000 in interest.
Ouch.
On a $350,000 loan.
Ouch.
Over the term, you're going to pay close to $210,000 in interest on a $350,000 loan. Compound interest.
Okay,
now, Kurt, to me, that's not 3.75. That's closer to 60%.
Yeah, don't you think? So, Kurt, how do you avoid that?
There's different ways of looking about shortening the term. One of the things you can do is you can make one extra payment a year. Okay? And especially at the beginning, it really cuts this down. You'll take 7 years and 10 months off your mortgage. One payment a year.
So, back in the day, different person 100 years ago, right? So I had a mortgage, I had a house payment, all that kind of stuff. So I made my house payment every 2 weeks.
That benefits you because you pick up almost an extra payment.
It was crazy. It was crazy how fast things were going down. The principal was being knocked down, and it just seemed like it was the right thing to do.
Why? Because you're getting it at the beginning of the loan with the majority. Remember, they're re-amortizing that loan every month. So if you're dropping that principal, your payment doesn't change, but the amount of profit you pay the bank.
Yeah.
So that's one way to because you can't write off the interest anymore. Why do you want to continue to pay it?
Right.
There was a benefit. Now there's not a benefit. So let's figure out a way not to pay that interest. That's one way you can do it. You can always shorten the term. If you're comfortable, you can always get with somebody and say, well, I've got 28 years left. What would happen if I went to 24? My payment might go up $150, but I might take $70,000 of interest off.
And that's huge.
That's huge because you get it right from the beginning.
Yep.
Everything starts to change on you.
Okay, so we got to go to breaks. When we get back, let's talk about how the new tax law affects investment properties, and then let's talk about one of my favorite things. That's the asset manager loan. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. This is Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers, and he is with Affordable Interest Mortgage, and you can give him a call over there at the office, 720-895-0500. Dan Mueller for Scott Wiley. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Scott Watley, host of Haystack Help Radio, and Dr. Shane Stedman of Integrated Health Systems invite you to an introductory seminar Thursday, January 11th. This is your first step toward radically improving your eating habits and therefore radically improving your health. Dr. Stedman and his staff at Integrated Health Systems will guide you through a six-week program, including weekly check-in calls, recipes and meal plans, natural supplements, a private in-office appointment with a metabolic coordinator, and more. Call Integrated Health Systems at 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. And become healthier by eating healthier. Sign up for the introductory seminar with Dr. Stedman today.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo at the Colorado Convention Center. Everyone's welcome at Colorado's largest outdoor show. The ISE has it all. Fishing, hunting, and all the gear you need to get outdoors in Colorado and around the world. Show opens at noon on weekdays, 10 o'clock on the weekend. Your life outdoors starts at the ISE. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Alrighty, welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Dan Mueller in for Scott Watley. If you don't know me, I am the co-host of Rush to Reason. And you can join me and John Rush every day at 3 o'clock right here on KLZ 560 for Rush to Reason. Right now, we are talking with Mr. Kurt Rogers. This is Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you can always call Kurt at 720-895-0500. Kurt, we've been talking about the tax law. We were talking about how it may affect a regular mortgage, but how does this new tax law going to affect people with investment properties?
Not at all. You can have as many investment properties you want and still write that off. It has no effect on investment properties, which right now, because of the increased loan limits and because of where rates are with those, I have several investors that are seeing this as a great time to go out and buy even more investment properties. Simply because, and we talked about it earlier, look at a duplex. You find a duplex for $550,000, $600,000, $650,000. That payment might be $3,500, $3,800 a month. You live in one side. You rent the other side out. You don't put money down. You're in a conforming loan limit. They're paying you $2,000 to $2,500. You're paying $1,000 to live in a $600 property, $600,000 property.
Yeah, that works for me. Yeah. I love the sound of that.
And you get to write off that half, not your half, but
right.
You get to write off that half. Now, I've had people and investors that will do that the first year. Then they'll go out and buy another one, turn the one they had both into a rental. So when they moved, they picked up two more rentals. That's how they got started and started to build what they wanted to. And with home values and equity moving the way it is, they've actually, over the last 4, 5, 6 years, built up quite a portfolio of rental properties.
So just by doing is it
not everybody wants to move every year, but that's an opportunity.
But say you're part gypsy and you don't mind. So let's just say, is it too late to get into that kind of market? Is it too late?
No, that's what I just said. Now's a perfect time because they raised the limits and kept the rates lower. So you can now afford to do that much easier. It makes it a whole lot better.
I absolutely love the sound of this because if you're somebody, let's say you've had some issues in the past or whatever, job changes or whatever, and you just don't have a retirement out there. Nothing better, I think, than rental property for cash flow, because that's what it all comes down to, is cash flow.
There's two reasons why you buy rental properties, and I've been taught this. I've had it. I've been taught this by some people that have 30. It's either going to cash flow or I'm going to fix it quickly and I'm going to flip it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make my money quickly. I might make $20,000, $25,000 in 6 months. Well, I might not sound like the glamorous 100, but if I do that 4 times a year, I'm doing okay.
You're doing really well. I'm
doing really well.
Doing really, really well.
Yeah. And I'm using other people's money to do that.
Yeah. And having been in business before and all that, I'm big on cash flow. I just think that the rental property is the way to go for that.
Cash is king when the market's good. Yep. Cash is really king when the market's bad.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And whether the market's good or the market is bad, people need a place to live.
That's right. Always will. Yep. Always will.
Got to have somewhere to hang your hat.
And we still have, many people moving into Colorado, they still need places to live.
Yep. Okay, so we were talking about your money. Once again, we were talking about the compounding interest. We were talking about, it looks like 60% when you get done paying all this kind of stuff. Now, Kurt, I know you have a program out there that helps you alleviate this.
Yeah, John has a loan. It's called the Asset Manager Loan. And even though it's a HELOC and you don't get to write off the interest, like I said, 88% of the people aren't anyhow. Now you can learn how not to pay it at all. So if I don't get to write it off, because this loan is simple interest, instead of the loan re-amortizing at the end of every month, on the unpaid term in the end, they're making the payment on what your balance is. And because of that, you pay less interest. The average consumer will pay 40 to 65% less interest to the bank with this loan than they were with a conforming loan because it's compound interest. So instead of paying $200,000, you might only pay $70,000 or $80,000.
So, Kurt, are you sure? Are you sure this loan's legal? Are you sure I'm not going to end up in jail, like from The Big Short or something? How can this be? How can you actually do this when all we ever hear about is the 30-year conforming loans and all that kind of stuff? Where did this magical loan come from?
Well, this loan's been out since 1965. It hit the United States in 1999, and if you can go to my website and I have blogs on it, and training films, and different things about it, if you want to see it. But the loan is not new. One of the reasons that you see banks wanting to push the 30, and I'm not saying a 30-year mortgage is bad, but you just need to understand what it is before you get into it and what are your options, because maybe that's not the best option for you, but it's the best option for the bank. When the bank is making 60% of what they're loaning you and they're putting that in their pocket, that's not really designed for you.
No.
Okay.
That's the one. If I were lending money, that's the one I'd want you to buy.
That's why they like the loan. Since 1999, to show you the power of this loan, through the mortgage recession of 2008 till today, there's only been one person to foreclose with this loan.
And that's the asset manager loan.
That's the asset manager loan. Simple interest. My neighbor was able to keep her house when the market crashed. Why? Because she had built up the equity in it that she could tap without having a job. You can actually make your mortgage payment on your mortgage and not have to put anything in with this loan. So it protects you from those speed bumps that come along that you weren't expecting, but as we all know, they come. And you don't have to give up your house. You don't have to quit making your car payment. And your kid can still go to school or go to college. I have many customers that when the mortgage meltdown hit in 2008, they survived because they had this loan.
So this provides security, freedom and flexibility that most Americans are looking for, especially in something like buying a property or your mortgage.
And you control what you want to pay the bank. If you pay the bank down, as like I said earlier, if you make an extra payment, it cuts the term down 7 years. If you're doing that in this loan, it cuts it down even more. You control because your payment changes as your payoff goes down. So as you use that money that sits in the bank, it basically takes your checking account and pays you the same rate as the mortgage on that money and applies it right to your principal.
See, that's an incredible, incredible feature. And this is an incredible loan. And once again, if you want to learn more about it, you can go to your website, aimortgage.net. And you said there's videos on there?
I actually have a little, about 11-minute training blog on so you can see how it works. If you want other questions, give me a call. I can run your spreadsheet and say, you give me your numbers. I'll tell you how it works for you. John's had the loan. I mean, there's a lot of people that have a loan. I've not had one customer that told me that it didn't work.
Well, as you know, I've got some friends of mine that we referred to you, and they got the loan.
They just got the loan. I went back over to them, and he's already starting to pour. He says, I can own my home in about 7 years. This is wonderful. And he's not changing one penny of his spending habits. It just teaches you to take lazy money. If you had a savings account to where you got $20,000 in, and it's not paying you 4 or 5%, it will in this loan.
Yeah, and nobody's getting that at a standard.
But you still get the 20,000 doesn't go away. It's still yours, but they're paying you that basically on it and driving your principal down, which drives your payment down.
Okay, so I suppose the only way you could qualify for this loan is you got to be some sort of billionaire.
No.
Millionaire.
No. I have many people that are blue-collar workers that are doing $200,000, $300,000 loans that can do this loan. It's not designed. It was originally created for the people with a lot of money, but in 99 they brought it out to where it applies to everybody.
So now, is this the kind of loan that would work for somebody that maybe is a small business owner or self-employed? Because lots of times you have a hard time getting a mortgage when you're self-employed or a business owner.
I actually have a business. It works perfect for him. I have a business owner that on the second day of the month, he takes $50,000 out of his business, puts it into his loan. On the 28th, he moves it back. He pays off his $400,000 loan in 6 years. Because he's using that money, getting paid the rate while it sits there.
That is absolutely amazing.
If you understand cash flow, this loan's an outstanding loan.
Okay,
it's
so
not for everybody. Yeah, you have to be financially disciplined.
Yeah, I have to be disciplined. But if you're business-minded, if you're disciplined, and you're looking at this going, hey, this might be something for me, it is real. It's been around for a long time. It's nothing new.
Nope.
It's just kind of new to the U.S. consumer.
And it's not too good to be true. It's true.
It sounds too good to be true.
It's true.
And Kurt, once again, if somebody wants to find you, wants to learn about this loan, how do they contact you?
And call me at 720-895-0500. My website is aimortgage.net. Our address is 7400 East Arapaho Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Our NMLS number is 298-191. And we are an equal credit lender.
That's amazing. You've got all that memorized. You just rattle that off.
Well, the state makes you do that.
Because it's required. Kurt, my friend, thank you so much. And once again, you've been listening to Your Money Matters. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. And keep it tuned right here for Rush to Reason coming up at 3. And have a great afternoon, everybody.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.